USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Travelers stranded in airports.
Flight was canceled for Cleveland. Can't get any until Sunday evening or Monday morning.
And on the roads.
Whiteout. Roads are awful. Very, very slippery.
NBC News talking with those affected by a powerful nor'easter that has dumped mounds of snow in the Northeast. More than 1,400 flights canceled and more than 1,400 delayed. Word coming Sunday that North Korea has fired what appears to be the most powerful missile test since President Joe Biden has taken office. Japanese and South Korean military saying the missile was launched on a high trajectory, landing about 500 miles away in the sea. Iraqi authorities say an attacker has been apprehended in a rocket attack targeting Baghdad International Airport. Kuwait suspending flights to Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Donald Trump rallying supporters in Texas Saturday night.
We are going to take back the White House.
That is former President Donald Trump promising to take back the White House as he spoke at a rally in Conroe, Texas.
And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting the former president also saying he would pardon those charged with criminal offenses in connection to January 6th. More than 100 people were left stranded for hours at the San Diego Zoo on Saturday. Four people have been arrested for allegedly vandalizing the Sky Ferry aerial tram. The men were rocking back and forth, which caused the gondola system to automatically shut down, leaving passengers stranded for about an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
It's the end of an era in the NFL with a veteran quarterback hanging it up.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings, widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. Brady rallied the Bucs from a 27-3 deficit to tie it late before Matt Gay's field goal at the gun won it for Los Angeles. Brady said he's going to give attention now to his wife and his 2 kids. He also has a teenage son with his former girlfriend, actor Bridget Moynihan. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NFL Conference Championship action today will see the Chiefs hosting the Bengals at 3 o'clock Eastern in Kansas City, and the Rams host the 49ers in Los Angeles at 3:30 Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.